Siobhan White checked her image in the full-length mirror propped against the wall of her shabby, chic apartment. The faux Finnish antique she picked up at a garage sale over the summer, then modified, framed a vision she didn't often see. With subtly applied makeup and a vintage black lace dress she'd snagged from the second-hand shop she lived above, she thought she might actually look, well, pretty. Normal aside from her spicy jalapeno green hair, which screamed rockabilly when it fell halfway down her back from victory rolls in old Hollywood-style waves. She'd swapped the jewelry and her visible piercings for tame studs. The majority of her tattoos had been partially obscured, peeking in colorful bursts from beneath the fringes and eyelets of her dress. Hell, her nails hadn't seen a French manicure since, ever. The tips of her fingers, so pink, versus her usual maroon, dark purple, or sparkly black, made her feel kind of naked. It wasn't often she went to this kind of trouble for a man. But Burke Levine wasn't just any guy. She was pretty damn sure he was the guy. Siobhan hoped her concessions to modesty, muting her wild ways, would be a turn-on for her clean-cut soldier, who didn't have a single drop of ink on his sexy body, yet still managed to be the most drool-worthy man she'd met in her life. Because he'd been acting strange lately, maybe she was too much for him, too intense. Afraid of becoming a curiosity instead of something he could live with forever, like a bold wallpaper that turned ugly when the novelty soured, she'd bent her usual fashion into a flavor that blended their extremes. It would take some convincing to talk herself into believing she hadn't sold out. 6 of the best months of her life made it easy to rationalize her compromises. Then again, maybe Burke would come over tonight, only to tell her to change into something more her style. She wouldn't be able to swallow the 3-word declaration she'd been biting her tongue to keep from blurting for a while if he did that. Could his job be causing his recent distraction? Insidious distance wedged between them. Even when he held her so tight, she could hear every beat of his racing heart after a round, or 4, of the sweaty sex they excelled at together. Last night, she'd woken sometime after midnight. Yet, before Burke usually left around the crack of dawn for PT, hardcore working out, with his fellow Marines, to find him sitting on the edge of the bed. His back had been to her as he braced his head in his hands and his elbows on his spread knees. Moonlight had glinted off his close-cropped hair and limbed his rock-hard bod in ways that made her wish she had some skill as an artist. Instead, she'd settled for laying light kisses on his tense muscles, which she massaged until they both lost their minds from the contact of their bare skin, and he did something about it. A whole lot of delicious somethings. Who could blame him for worrying when he faced violence at any time? Though he proudly served their country, and looked fine in his uniform while doing it. The idea of being shipped to a combat zone would give any rational human being some pause, wouldn't it? Siobhan fluffed a lock, watching it spring into place thanks to lots of product, and her expert wielding of hot curling irons. Before she could fuss over it more, a rough knock came at the door. It actually sounded like pounding. Had Burke forgotten his key that morning? She hadn't seen it lying around anywhere. Maybe he lost it on base. With one last double check in the beveled glass, she trotted for the door, breathless, though not from her short jog on her admittedly tall heels. Hey, a girl had to have some fun. She whipped open the door. Are you ever going to check before you let a stranger in here? Burke looked adorable when he scrubbed his hand over his eyes, accentuating the crinkles at the corners that emerged when he took care of her.
Nah, my boyfriend will kick the ass of any idiot who tries to hurt me.
She'd never experienced the kind of security he granted her. But when she ducked in for a hug, and kiss on the cheek, eager to feel his steely arms banded around her, he dodged,